Dave Scrub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
The Hungarians.
That's right, yeah.
Are arriving into Ireland, playing the Aviva Stadium. And this is a...
friendly, right? Yeah.
Friendly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very friendly. So it's like a kickabout, I suppose.
They would be kicking a ball about, right? Yeah, yeah.
Are there any... who are the best Hungarians? Who are we most excited about seeing in terms of the...
Well, you know what? I haven't gone through their team sheet. I don't know who they've selected to start, Ray. You know. But it is more serious for them because they're preparing for Euro 2024. Ireland are kind of lined up as the guinea pigs. So we're just there to practice with them so that they are ready for the competition in Germany, which is a bit of a sickener if you're an Irish football fan.
And what about the Irish... Jeez, this is insightful stuff, isn't it, lads?
Isn't it? You've been waiting for this analysis. Tell you what.
What about...
go on, then.
The Irish players that we're excited about seeing...
all of them.
Kicking
balls. John O'Shea, you know, he's letting some of the young lads play, right? Some of the experienced lads, too, and some of the lads with middling experience, they'll also be featuring.
Can I just say, JP spent, was it 5 years working on Ireland's greatest... sport broadcasting program.
I was beside the scenes.
JP worked on Off the Ball for years, and it's this kind of insight, this kind
it never
of
leaves
analysis.
It never leaves it.
It's like riding a bike.
Yeah. Oh. Who's this?
Oh, God.
Who is it?
I'm not answering that. I'm not. I don't want.
I'm not answering it.
It's Roy King.
Oh, no.
Hello, Roy.
How's it going?
Hello? Good, Roy. Yeah, how are you? It's Ray Foley here. Ian's off this morning.
Yeah, no, I know it's Ray Foley. I don't believe what I'm hearing on that radio station. Oh, credit to spoofers. What's happened to football coverage? What's happened to football coverage at this radio station at the end of the day? You call that talking about football? What? Two lads talking, playing Batman in the background.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's an absolute shambles.
Yeah. Well, Ryan,
I thought Dempsey was...
It's a friendly, like, and we're not, we don't claim to be, like, sports broadcasters. You know, we're not Joe Malloy or Ger Gilroy.
Yeah, it doesn't, I don't think it sounds friendly at all. I thought Dempsey was bad, but this lad knows nothing. I mean, Foley and Gilburn, you sound like football players, to be fair. Very, very, very poor level, obviously, up front for Yeovil Town Reserves, maybe. But there's two of you. There's two of you, which means you should be able to say something coherent about Ireland and Hungary at the end of the day. But you're twice as bad. And I'm worried about strength and depth as well. Foley replacing Dempsey. Who's coming in for Foley? The boy Quilty? I don't know. I'm worried. No, I'm worried about the DFM. I'm worried. I'm worried about the DFM. I'm very worried.
Roy's... is that right? Oh, jeez, it's Eamon Dunphy now. Okay, come on. Eamon, hello?
Yes, I agree with Roy. The lack of real football people on this show is now worryingly tragic. I think questions have to be asked, Ray and JP. Where is Ian Dempsey? Is he injured? Was he left out? Has he been transferred? There's a lot of folks out there. No, there's a lot of folks out there looking for decent front men at the moment. And Dempsey's got 40,000 odd on Instagram. That sells a lot of porridge, folks. Now, I think... No, you can laugh, but no, I think this
on,
is a disgrace.
You got to be fair, Eamon. Come on.
I think this is a disgrace. You're making a mockery of football.
Wow, but very, very direct. You can always depend. It's ringing again now.
Who's that now?
It's Brian Kerr is ringing in. We're getting it from all angles this morning. Between all of the guys. One second, hang on, I'll take it. Hello, is it Brian there? Brian, hello?
How are you, Ray? Yeah, listen, I'm disappointed with the analysis, lads. Ireland versus Hungary, it's a friendly, you know, you could have said something, you know, slightly decent, like the number 10 for Hungary, Gazdag. He looks like a plumber from Walkinstown or something, you know? But now, hold on. Regarding Dempsey, I happen to know that apparently they're doing interviews for the FAI CEO job at the moment.
Oh.
Now, I'm not suggesting anything, okay? But there's a man absent today for no good reason. Now, I had a look at the job description for the FAI CEO.
Okay.
And it said, one, must be able to hold an audience and do a three-hour day. Must include waffle. Job's oxo for Dempsey.
Gift group. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.